Sometimes you just, like the pastor said, you just got to let your hair down. Sometimes you just got to let your hair down and praise God in the highest. Well, there's none like him. None before him. And none shall come after him. Those that are called by his name, those are the ones that will come. Open your Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 23. And we're going to start with the very first verse. Then that they told David, saying, "Behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired of the Lord yet again, and the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. Come on and give God some praise. Title of this message today: men are always praying. How many of us in here is enrolled in the school of adversity?
Yes.
How many of us in here enroll ourselves in it? Don't raise your hand on that, because we didn't. But we are in it regardless. We are in it because man born on woman is few days and full of trouble. But there's yet another that came along to free us out of all of this adversity. I don't know about you, but when I got up this morning, my knees was hurting. My feet was tossing. My hands hurting. And my mind was discombobulated. Glory to God. That's adversity. And we didn't enroll ourselves into the one called Jesus that came along, was sent by God the Father, that drew us by his Spirit out of this darkness into his marvelous light so that we can know how to get through this adversity. He's the one that enrolled us in this school.
Yeah.
But you got to get in here and learn about him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He said, I hold no good thing back from you. Who is the good thing? His name is Jesus. Glory to God. He's the author and the finisher. Glory to God. When you lift him up, you got everything that you have need of. Why? Because he's the name above every name. Then they, who is they? David's men. They told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they rob the threshing floors. The threshing floors in these days, when full was at once was the symbol of plenty and wealth. And it was also the target of thieves and raiders. Out of that threshing floor, there was a wintering of the grain, and the threshing floor was built up on high ground. You know, the higher you go up, the more you feel the wind. Glory to God. The higher you go up in God, the more you feel the moving of his Spirit.
That's right.
Amen. I said, the higher you go up in God, the more you feel his Spirit. You become the threshing floor. Out of the threshing floor, they took the tithe offering out of it. All of these things came out of the threshing floor. Let me tell you one something. We are the tithe and the offering unto God. When we lift him up and praise his holy name and call upon his name, it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter where we go. The Bible said, don't be afraid of anything. Just walk uprightly in God, and he'll direct your path like it's supposed to be. called you to do exports in this land. David said, behold, they're trying to let David know something like he don't already know. People always try to let you know something that you don't already know.
Right.
David being in Christ, glory to God, you already know what you need to know. All you got to do is ask just like David did. All you got to do is go on to the one who know all, see all, and hear all. The one who sits high and looks low. He already know about your problem and your circumstance and your situation, glory to God. But all you got to do is walk in the adversity and go through hand in hand with Jesus, lifting up his name and praising his name. Lord, I thank you for this day. It's another day that you have made for me, and I'm going to walk upright in this day. I'm going to get my victory. I'm going to fight a good fight. I'm going to pull out a stronghold. I'm going to pray and lift up your back. I'm going to inquire of you when I need to inquire of you. I'm going to praise you when I don't inquire of you. I am going to lift you up, and you are going to get out of my way, because that's what you said in your word.
Yes.
The threshing floors. The heave offering and the tide of increase is taken from the threshing floor. It was also a place for thieves and robbers. The thief come but to steal, to kill, and to rob. He's still doing that today.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. That's part of the adversity. God enrolled us in it, glory to God. Why? Because if we have the Son, glory to God, we got everything we have need of.
That's right.
They that be in Christ, glory to God, are the sons of God. They that be in Christ are the power. They that be in Christ, glory to God, are the one that can pull down the stronghold. If you don't know him, you don't know anything, glory to God. If you don't know him, you don't know how to pull down the stronghold. If you don't know him, you don't know how to lift up his name. If you don't know him, you don't know how to walk right. If you don't know him, you don't know how to talk right. If you don't know him, you can't move to and fro and in him and live and have your being. But when you know him, hallelujah. David knew him.
Yeah.
He didn't pay attention to the man. The Bible said that he inquired of the Lord.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In other words, he went in and asked. He went in and had a consultation.
There you go.
Glory to God.
Man.
Before you come to any conclusion in life, you ought to go in and have a consultation with the one that's teaching in the school, in his classroom, glory to God.
Yeah.
This is the classroom. You ought to inquire of him and have a consultation with the one who know how, see all, and is all, glory to God, and all in all in this earth and in your life. You ought to have a consultation with him. You ought to go in with your heart's desire to find the answer, because when you go in and you come out, you're going to have the answer. When David inquired, when he came out, he had the answer. When he went in the quiet, God said, go. Take care of the enemy.
That's right.
Get them out of Keilah.
The
wrong inhabitants in there. Get them out of Keilah.
All right.
The wrong inhabitants in your life. Get them out of Keilah. Get those who don't love you out of Keilah. This is your land. And God, this is your territory. This is your place to stand. This is your ground that you walk upon. If the enemy come in to try to steal and to rob and to kill, you got the power and the authority, because you don't already ask of God. And God said, get them out, glory to God. Pull down the stronghold. Lift them up in prayer, glory to God. And I'll give you the answer that you have need. People always try to find the answer in logic.
Amen.
I don't like logic. Mm-hmm. No substance in it.
Come on now.
That's right.
Logic got about a bunch of holes in the basket.
That's
logic. Mm-hmm. In the basket, you'll find stuff that you don't have no control of.
None.
Adversity. You have no control of. Glory to God. But when you go over and sit down with the Father and fellowship a while, Yes. Hardcore Shaka. When you come out, bro. When you come out, the enemy will see the glory all over you. Amen. That's what the scripture said. God will cause your enemy to scatter. Because when you come out, glory to God, the glory of God will turn the tide on your enemy. Instead of you being afraid, your enemy will be afraid. Instead of you turning tail, your enemy will turn tail. Because they can't stand the mighty one. They can't come up against the mighty one. They can't overcome, glory to God, the mighty one. He has overcome all adversity in our life. Come on, give it up. David, come out of there. When he came out, guess what? That person was still there when he came out. That's one thing about adversity. You can't do away with it. It's still there. Exactly. You wake up in the morning, it's still there. You lay down, it's there. But you got to lay down with the right one so that he can keep you throughout the night.
Amen.
You got to get up with the right one so that he can take you through this day of adversity, because it's here.
Yeah.
It's not going to depart. When David come out and crying unto the Lord, glory to God, his men still was afraid. They said, look, wait a minute now. When we was in Judah, we had a terrible time. And you know, I heard some people say, when I went to the doctor and they prayed for me in church, and I went to the doctor told me I was still sick.
Come on now. Break it down, Pastor.
Thank you, Lord.
But you got a David glory to God.
Yeah.
And they believed his God. They was afraid, but David was looking for the victory in the battle. Glory to God. You're going to find the victory in adversity. Glory to God. You don't have to look for it. Just have the desire to feel and embrace the victory when it comes. Why? Because you already know. You don't talk to God. You know there's going to be a victory. You know there's going to be deliverance. You know there's going to be a healing. You know that's going to be an uplift. You know that's going to be a blessing of some kind. And it's going to only come from God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. The inhabitants saved Caleb. If you read on further in this whole chapter, you'll find out that after the Philistine was delivered, adversity was still there, because them people in Keilah was no good.
That's right.
They wanted to deliver David into the hands of the man of God called Saul. Hallelujah. You got to go for yourself.
That's right.
In the book. You got to get in the classroom for yourself. You can hear all the messages you want to hear, glory to God, but until you endure the battle, until you go through, glory to God, until you go on and learn how to go through, how to endure, glory to God, you're going to be defeated every time. Come on and give God some praise. Yeah. He inquired. He said that David's men said unto him, behold, I'm afraid of Judah. But David didn't want to hear anything. He didn't want to hear anything like that. He said, now what? They said, well, what about if we go against Keilah? In other words, like the same fear that we had in Judah is going to be with us in Keilah, going to wait on us. I don't want to go down there. I'm too afraid. I'm not going down there. I'm not going to the hospital to pray for Sister So-and-so. I heard that she dealt in witchcraft.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I'm not going up in that hospital. I might catch some disease.
Come on now. Come on.
I'm going to be careful when I go into the restroom and the bathroom. I'm going to wash my hands. Yeah, you better wash it. But that don't alleviate that you can't catch no germs.
Right. Amen.
I wash my hands so many times every day, man, it's bad on my hands. Man, the air shaft turned white. And sore and all that stuff on that old industrial soap that they use.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But you do it anyway. to please what? The flesh.
Right.
But you got to please God.
That's right.
That's what David was doing. He was pleasing God.
Right.
He didn't look at the Philistine who was ferocious. But he looked at God, which was his battle cry.
That's right.
He looked at God, which was his shield and buckler. Glory to God. That's why David was able to write the 23rd Psalm. Ah, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He making me lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He leading me beside the still waters. Glory to God. And yea, do I walk through this adversity and this shadow of the valley of death. I shall fear no evil. But God with me. Glory to God. Wherever you go, the shepherd is there. Glory to God. He done already been. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A lot of people ask God, they said, and I've been asked this question, Paul does prayer guide our lives, or is it one of the last resorts? A lot of people, when they pray in desperation. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. They wait till the last minute to ask God something. When all the time, God know what we have need of. All God want us to know is that we need him all the time. Come on, I need him in this track.
Right.
I need him in this track. I need him to watch my back. Prayer becomes a priority in people's life when they realize they need something.
That's the
whole thing of prayer. When they get on their knees from Jump Street, they give them that hour, but they come to tell God, I need this.
Right.
I need that. And God is sitting there listening. God, you didn't answer my prayer yesterday. You don't have to answer your prayer. You got to do something. If you don't endure the hardships of the good soldier, hallelujah. A lot of people don't want to endure the hardships. They don't want to go through this life. They don't want to. Guess what? You in it. You can't get out of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Until you get yourself right until God call you out. You might not be right when it comes time, glory to God. But I advise you to be right.
Amen.
When the master put his hand upon your life and said, come on home, glory to God. I advise you to be right.
Yeah.
In order to be right, you got to work now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. While the day is at hand, the night is far spent. You got to work now. To prepare yourself, glory to God. Don't be like the five unwise virgins that didn't have no oil in their lamp when the bridegroom came, glory to God. But you got to be the one that have oil in your lamp, in your wick trim, glory to God.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
The glory of God, so that your praises can be lifted up, so that your prayers can be heard, so that you can lift him up and glorify his name and let him know that he is God and there is none other. Come on, amen. We pray and ask God in moments of desperation. I know y'all ain't never did that, but I did it. And every once in a while I catch myself doing it. Why? Because I'm just like David. I find myself in some dangerous situation that I can't see. But the Spirit of the Lord moves and let me know See, God will let you know when trouble is coming your way.
Yeah.
He'll let you know, glory to God. And sometimes he won't let you know. Sometimes he'll let you walk on into it to see if you want to still trust him like you trusted yesterday, glory to God. Because today is different from yesterday. You can't take yesterday's victory and live in today, glory to God. You got to get a brand new victory because you got a brand new adversity. You got a brand new deal going in your life. So you need a brand new anointing, glory to God. You need a brand new trait, glory to God. You can hold fast to God, and you can believe in the Lord, trust him, then the word will do what it said. He said he'll come to your rescue and do whatsoever you have need. Come on, give God. Closing. So that we can eat. We got to have this dinner first, Pastor.
Come on now.
This is the best.
Yeah.
This is the dinner, the meal that you should put ahead of all the other meals. This is the one that you should lift up all the time. This is the table that you should go to, glory to God. Don't go to your natural table, because some of that stuff you eat might not be right for you that day. But when you go to this table, it's always right, glory to God. It's always ready. It's always full of power. Always the right thirst. Right solution. It's the right direction. Come on, God. Hallelujah. God told him, go and what? Smite the enemy. The word smite means dejection. I ain't gonna allow this stuff in my life today. I ain't gonna allow the flesh to have its way today.
Amen.
I ain't gonna listen to anything the flesh says today. And you gotta always be on your best. And this is the best.
Amen.
Because the flesh is on his best. He's come to rob, steal, and to kill you. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. I'd rather have that abundance. Because that abundance is always overflowing. So when I have need of something that maybe I didn't ask him for, it's there, glory to God. When I didn't ask him to heal me, healing is there. And when you ask God one thing, when God see how faithful you are, glory to God, the thing that you didn't ask him, and God will heal him up.
Oh, yeah.
That's what prayer is about. When you be faithful before God, the Bible said that the blessing will overtake you. And once you have yourself in the right position with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, then that the blessing will what? Overtake you. In other words, when you have yourself in the right position with him, then comes the blessing right then. That's what overtaking means. It overtakes you. Hallelujah. Something you didn't ask for.
Even as I smoke the Philistines on behalf of my people in times past, I shall smite your enemies in this day, for I am truly the same God. No circumstance or situation is too hard for me that I do not understand it and that I cannot guide you through it. Only look and inquire unto me, even as my servant David did. And though there are other servants that also inquired of me in this great book that I have sent to you, Lord, to my people for instruction, for encouragement. Do not let your emotions, your affections, affect how you deal with this book. For this book is beyond emotion. This book is beyond affection. This book is beyond problems. This book is beyond circumstances. I am in this book and I am in you. And I shall lead you and I shall guide you in the midst of your adversity. for I'm a great God. I'm a mighty God. I'm the one who pulls down the stronghold. I'm the one that gives you light in the darkness. I'm the one that makes the high place low and the low place high. Continue to follow after me, and I shall see that ye shall have victory after victory, saith the Lord God.
Closing. David inquired of the Lord yet again after he went back in there and the men were still afraid and talking negative things, you know. You're always in and out of negative things, you know. It sounds like the problem is solved, but you turn around and you back into the same situation and circumstance, but it's up to you not to let it take president in your life.
Amen.
Don't let it be planted in your life and grow up and take hold of what God has done in your life already. I'm here to tell you, you got to be like the young rich farmer in, I think it's in Luke 12 and 18, somewhere over there. He tore down his bond, but I'm here to tell you, why tear down what you already have in your possession, glory to God. Don't do away with what you already got. You got the power of God. You got the spirit of God. And what I mean by that, don't let no adversity come in and start planting a seed and growing up in the midst of the power of God. For it cannot come against God, glory to God. Jesus overcame all of these things, glory to God. So there's no need for you to tear down what you already have. You got all power in heaven and earth. You got Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. You got everything, glory to God. You got the angels in heaven and the angels that is in the earth, glory to God. You got the angels all around you. You got the power and the glory of God all around you. Wherever you go, God is there. Wherever you go, God is with you. Wherever you're going to be, God will be with you when you go. Come on and give it some praise. Smite, cast down, take down, pull down, demolish. Demolish what? Strongholds and imaginations.
Come on, bro.
You got to demolish them. Demolish, you can't kill them, but you can pull them down. You can lift your hand up and say, hold on. I'm not going that way today. That's the wrong path. I'm walking in this path over here called righteousness.
Yes.
I'm walking in this path over here called holiness.
Yes.
That's the path I'm taking today. I'm going to find adversity when I get over that, glory to God. But the one that is righteous, glory to God, going to be there. And he done overcame adversity. So that means that I'm going to overcome by his blood. So I'm going to walk in his nature, in his character, glory to God. I'm going to walk in his power. I'm going to put a smile on my face and lift my head up high. That's what you got to do, glory to God. You got to lift your head up high so the enemy can see you coming from afar off, glory to God. And when you get there, there won't be any more enemy. Why? Because it's going before us every day of our life. So you don't have to worry about anything. Glory to God. Just lift up his name. And God will supply every need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Rich man already had bonds and stuff in it. He going to tear that down and build some more bonds. When he could let those bonds stay up, he had a bond here, bond there, bond there. The same stuff is in there, but he gonna tear it down. That's the way some of the saints of God is. They gonna tear down what they already have possession of.
My God.
Hallelujah. I'm not gonna tear down nothing. Glory to God. I'm gonna keep praising him and lifting him up. I'm gonna stay in prayer unto my Father, glory to God, and lift him up. I ain't gonna go in there inquiring about this and that, glory to God. I just wanna have a little fellowship, glory to God.
Amen.
Y'all let him come sit in here and talk with you a little while.
Yes.
I just wanna let you know that I love you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. God will do everything that you have need. God, glory, you don't have to ask you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Yes, yes.
sometimes I hate to ask God for stuff. Because they already know what I have need of. But then I got to pray. But then I find out prayer ain't about needs all the time.
Amen. Amen.
Prayer is about glorifying God. And lifting him up.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You don't have to, if he already know what you have need of, why am I going there all the time with a gimme attitude? Glory to God. I'm going to go in there, glory to God, with an attitude that's designed to lift him up, glory to God. A designed attitude, glory to God, to praise him and to find out more about him and to get closer to him, glory to God. I won't know everything, but every little bit counts, glory to God. That's why God said men ought always pray.
Right.
That word ought means obligation. It means duty.
Yeah.
It means advisability. God knows we need some advice. It means desirability. It means soon. I like that word. It's flat out soon.
Yeah,
that means the sooner I get myself
come
right.
Now.
The sooner I can get what I have need of without even asking God. God's word also means should. I should turn from the ways of wickedness and turn unto God. Because he's the one that can bring me out of this adversity condition that I'm in. I don't know about you, but you might as well settle down, strap down, put on your seatbelt because you're in this school of adversity. You might as well learn how to move and to live in his being, how to walk in his character and his nature, how to have the right attitude, how to think up on these things that are true, things that are honest, things that are pure, things that are loving, things that are report. When you think up on these things, and then you can enter into his gate with thanksgiving and enter his court with praise and lift up his mighty name, and God will bless you going through. Come on, give God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is looking for someone to keep on lifting him up.
Amen.
David's men had their mind stayed up on fear and the adversity. You know they you know when you have your mind stayed on that stuff, you are thinking how you want to be defeated.
Yes.
You really are.
Yeah.
You got your mind stayed up on some negative stuff, then you are thinking to yourself, how am I going to be defeated?
That's right.
But when you keep your mind stayed on Christ, you don't see those things. Why? Because he done overcame them.
Yes, sir.
And he said, behold, I give to you the keys. You got to buy it now. You got to loose it. Hallelujah. In other words, you got to believe. You got to walk in faith. And I've already put that for you. God has left nothing out. I don't know about you, but I ain't got to see him to know him.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hakoshaka. I ain't got the feeling to know him because I can't go to him with my feelings in the first place. Glory to God. But when I look into the perfect law of liberty, then I see him and I know him. That's why I said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you some peace and some rest, glory to God. When I look into this, glory to God, I can find every answer that I have need of, glory to God. When I look into him, I find out that he is still the healer.